The unit centers on the evolution of agriculture, particularly the shift from traditional to smart and precision agriculture, paralleling advances in technology. Just as smartphones, smart TVs, and other smart systems have evolved, agriculture too must adopt precision and smart technologies. This transition is essential, especially in large sectors like agriculture, particularly in India, where technology adoption has historically been slow, but is now gaining momentum with initiatives like smart learning and machine learning. The unit also highlights the significance of rice cultivation. Rice is a staple for over 50% of the global population and accounts for 1/3 of global grain production. However, it poses significant challenges, primarily due to its high water and fertilizer consumption. Despite contributing massively to the global food supply, rice consumes nearly half of the world's irrigation water and is responsible for 20% of agricultural emissions. These environmental concerns, including water overuse and fertilizer inefficiency, call for more precise irrigation practices. Traditional rice-growing regions, such as India's northern plains, face severe water shortages due to unsustainable cultivation methods. The expansion of rice farming to non-traditional areas without adapting proper water-saving techniques exacerbates the water crisis. To address these challenges, new methods such as aerobic rice cultivation, which uses less water, and alternative rice establishment practices are recommended. These approaches promise to increase irrigation efficiency, reduce emissions, and ensure sustainable food production. Critical as the global demand for food rises alongside water scarcity concerns. This unit discusses various modern irrigation techniques, particularly in rice cultivation, aimed at increasing water efficiency while maintaining crop productivity. One key method is subsurface drip irrigation, where water is applied close to the roots, reducing evaporation and minimizing soil wetting. This approach helps irrigate plants rather than the soil, keeping the root zone saturated without visible surface moisture. The system of rice intensification, SRI, and other methods like aerobic rice, alternate wetting and drying, and direct seeded rice contribute significantly to water savings, sometimes as much as 40 to 45%. Studies have shown that different rice-growing regions and management scales report varying levels of water savings, particularly when using advanced techniques. For instance, SRI saves around 30 to 35% of water, while alternate wetting and drying can reduce water usage by 30%. Ground cover and reducing evaporation losses also contribute to water conservation. The development of genotypes suited for aerobic rice and other water-efficient methods is ongoing. In these systems, water uptake occurs more effectively as roots explore deeper soil layers. Sensors and Internet of Things, IoT technologies, are being used to monitor water levels and soil moisture to optimize irrigation scheduling. These sensors help farmers apply water precisely where and when it is needed, reducing wastage and improving water productivity. Moreover, micro-irrigation systems like drip and sprinkler irrigation ensure continuous water application, improving efficiency by up to 90%. These methods are increasingly applied to field crops, offering promising results in mustard cultivation, for example. By enhancing irrigation practices, significant water and energy savings can be achieved, benefiting both farmers and the environment. The unit discusses various methods and strategies to improve irrigation efficiency in rice cultivation, focusing on water productivity and environmental sustainability. It highlights the importance of shifting from conventional flooding irrigation to more modern techniques like alternate wetting and drying, AWD, and sensor-based irrigation systems. These methods not only enhance water productivity, but also reduce the negative environmental impacts, such as methane emissions and nitrate leaching, which are more prevalent in traditional flooded rice fields. The unit also emphasizes that smart irrigation systems, such as subsurface drip irrigation and real-time water application using sensors, can significantly reduce water consumption while maintaining or even improving crop yields. For example, the aerobic rice system, which uses less water than puddle transplanting, generates fewer greenhouse gas emissions and lowers nutrient losses, such as nitrogen and phosphorus. Moreover, irrigation scheduling, such as watering rice every 5 days instead of daily, can increase water efficiency with only a minimal yield penalty. The passage encourages the adoption of soil conditioners and green windows to optimize water use further.